I could share thousands of stories about Sudbury's re-greening efforts, but this is my favorite. I have been the foreperson for the City of Greater Sudbury's re-greening crew since 1999. In my earlier years, we did a lot of manual liming. The method is simple. Put a level shovel full of agricultural limestone in bags, carry, place the bags about meter apart, spread evenly and do it again over and over all summer long. Although it can be monotonous, it is the first step in the re-greening process. We would then spread fertilizer and a grass seed mixture over the entire site. I will be honest, in the early years I was skeptical. I did not believe the lime would be enough to change the pH in the soil and bring forth life. The site was typically Sudbury, barren landscape, not a blade of grass, remnants of old stumps, the roots exposed because the soil had slipped away. Small, stunted birch, not a tree tall enough to provide shade on your break and not a single living animal to be seen. The following spring we returned to plant seedlings. Up we climbed with our planting bags full of pine seedlings. As we reached the top of the hill, I looked up and there stood two deer grazing on the green grass. We all stopped in amazement and we took a moment to watch these two deers chewing away. I looked across the hill and the entire top of the mountain was green. I looked back at the crew and those who were there the summer before had the same look I had in my face, jaw-dropping amazement. That was my wow moment. I couldn't believe it was the same site. That site now has pines taller than I am, shrubs, forest floor transplant mats, lichen transplants and snakes and birds and rabbits, and yes, even deer. I could once look across the top of that mountain and see the crew a kilometer away. That certainly isn't the case today. I would also like to add that working with this program can be tough. It's physically demanding. You're dealing with the outdoor conditions, rain, heat, snow and bugs. My goodness, the bugs. It is also the most rewarding and gratifying job you could ever have. I have worked with thousands of Sudburians from all walks of life, some unforgettable. Formed long-lasting friendships, watched students grow up and take the life skills they have learned and the importance of healing the landscape out into the world with them. I am proud to be a part of this program. Next year, we will have surpassed 10 million trees planted right here in Sudbury. I am still amazed every spring when we return to the previous year's lime site and I see the new growth. I grew up playing on the barren rocks, old roots from dead trees as laser guns. Sliding down a black rock after a freezing rainstorm and not being worried about hitting a single tree. This is no longer the case thanks to the City of Greater Sudbury's re-greening program, VETAC, an army of volunteers, and the support of the mining companies. The best time to plant a tree was 20 years ago. The second best time is now. Chinese proverb Christine Hurst Greater Sudbury.